Early on the morning of June 3rd, 1921, Grandpa left for work, a 10-mile drive from their farm into Pueblo. The sky was just starting to fill with clouds. By late morning, the clouds began moving in a frantic pattern, dark as ravens, spewing the ominous smell of ozone. Grandma had been taught to read the sky for planting, for birthing, and for flooding. Her nerves coiled tightly into a ball deep inside her stomach. She and their two young sons were alone at the farm. The nearest telephone was several miles up the road. She began to methodically chop onions, potatoes, and beef for Grandpa's favorite stew. The rhythmic sound of the sharp knife chopping against the cutting board was somehow soothing. She put the stew in the pot and set it on the stove to simmer. She was determined he would make it home for supper. Soon the clouds shifted and formed a dense bank of darkness. Then, with the violence of gunfire, the clouds began to burst, the farmhouse having been built on high ground, held on by its fingernails. Grandpa was in Pueblo, where the storm was worse. The water rose 10 feet in 2 hours. Offices and homes crumbled. Humans without benefit of fins or gills felt their lungs fill with water and soon became hundreds of dead bodies without coffins. The next day, the news of Pueblo's devastation reached the farming community where Grandma was. They said if you had a husband in Pueblo, you were now a widow. Reports were that over 1,500 people had been killed. Grandma closed her ears, pursed her lips, and said not her husband. That afternoon, Grandma placed plates on the supper table just the same as she had every day during her marriage. She set out a plate for herself, the boys, and Grandpa. She warmed the stew. Grandpa did not come home. The next evening, she again heated the stew and set a plate for Grandpa. But Grandpa didn't come home. She repeated the ritual as if a prayer for 5 days. On the 5th day, she set a plate for the children and herself. When she put down Grandpa's plate, she slammed it into the table so hard it cracked. Then she saw Grandpa walking down the road home. He was tired and muddy, but he had survived. She told him, "Come on in and have supper. Even the rain gods were no match for my grandmother's determination."